USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina has now said he's 100% behind President Donald Trump's partnering with Congress to stop Turkish aggression in Syria. He said, quote, "I applaud his decision to work with Congress to stop Turkey's aggression in Syria through the crippling economic sanctions." He also said he had spoken to the president, and this decision by President Trump will be a game changer in all the wrong ways for Turkey.
There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress to supplement what President Trump's administration has done. We're going to send a signal to Turkey that's unmistakable in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Donald Trump also said that roughly 1,000 U.S. troops he has ordered to leave Syria will be remaining in the Middle East to prevent a resurgence of the Islamic State threat. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is going to face a Republican challenger in a runoff election. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Democrat Bel Edwards received 46% of the vote in the Saturday balloting, but he needed to exceed 50% to avoid a runoff in November.
I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward.
Bel Edwards will now face Republican Eddie Rasponi in that runoff. Rasponi, a Baton Rouge businessman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mack truck workers are walking picket lines after their union launched a strike at plants in three states. The United Automobile Workers Union Local 677 began picketing outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. The company said the strike involves about 3,500 employees at facilities in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. The union says many issues are unresolved, including wages, job security, and pension health benefits. Mack Trucks President Martin Weisberg said he is surprised and disappointed that the union decided to walk out rather than allow the employees to keep building trucks and engines while parties continue to negotiate. All high schools in California will now start their school days at a certain time, but it's not something kids will be groaning about. The new mandated start times benefit teens who naturally like to sleep in. Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation that will require all high schools in the state to begin their days after 8:30 a.m. California is the first state in the nation to mandate school start times, and they claim there's a good reason for doing so. Research studies have shown that later start times help combat sleep deprivation in teens who naturally fall asleep later than their parents, will improve academic success, attendance, mental health, and even cut sleep-related car accidents. A similar initiative was mandated by Seattle in 2015. The city's school board voted to adopt an 8:45 a.m. starting time for all high schools and most middle schools, joining dozens of other districts across the U.S. that adopted a later start time in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.